From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is calling for a massive aid package from Europe for Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. The Prime Minister says Syrian refugees already have a safe place to stay in refugee camps surrounding Syria. He maintains those coming to Europe are not, in fact, seeking safety, but looking for a better living standard. At a town hall meeting Friday, President Obama spoke about the crisis.
Unfortunately, we can anticipate that refugees will be an ongoing problem for decades to come. And the reason is because there are too many states that are not doing well by their people.
Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but in terms of Islamophobia and political considerations. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned today, just days after the agriculture minister was arrested on corruption charges. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi asked the outgoing Prime Minister, Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail to form an interim government within a week after accepting the resignations. Key portfolio holders, the defense, interior, and foreign ministers are expected to remain in the new government. Saudi officials are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca that killed at least 107 people and injured more than 230 others. The massive crane came down on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers just days ahead of the start of the annual Hajj pilgrimage to one of Islam's holiest sites. Photos on social media show pilgrims in bloodied robes and masses of debris. A witness on hand said weather was a factor, with heavy rains and strong winds unbalancing the crane. This is VOA News. Russia's expanded military support for the Assad government in Damascus is arousing concern in the United States, but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by coordinating with the U.S. U.S. officials say they are concerned Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups in armed conflict with the Syrian military in their ongoing civil war, and that, in turn, could risk a confrontation with Western forces and international forces fighting against the Islamic State militants. The House of Representatives on Friday voted to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons. Some say the vote was just a message for President Obama and his administration, who pushed the deal through over the past 18 months. House Democrat Charles Rangel.
I know that if the President of the United States was able to walk on water, there would be people in this chamber that would say, see, we told you that he couldn't swim.
In a heated debate on Friday, House Speaker John Boehner vowed, our fight to stop this bad deal is just beginning. But again, the Senate held a decisive vote blocking disapproval on Thursday, so the House vote is largely symbolic. A cooking gas cylinder exploded today in a crowded restaurant in the central Indian city of Madhya Pradesh, killing at least 89 people, injuring many others. Rescue workers are still looking through the debris, searching for survivors. Authorities say the death toll can be expected to rise. A new study says people who live near large dams in sub-Saharan Africa are at least four times more likely to contract malaria. VOA's Joe DiCaprio reports.
The study in Malaria Journal mapped the locations of nearly 1,270 existing dams and compared their locations with the incidence of malaria. It concludes that more than 1 million people in sub-Saharan Africa will contract malaria this year because they live near dams. Researcher Matthew McCartney of the International Water Management Institute is the co-author of the report.
So we found that dams do have an impact on malaria because of the fact that they provide breeding habitat for mosquitoes and Anopheles mosquitoes, which are the ones that carry malaria and are the hosts for malaria in people.
The greater malaria risk falls within 5 kilometers of a dam's perimeter. That's nearly the flying range of the mosquitoes that cause malaria. Joe DiCapua, Washington.
Tennis star Serena Williams has suffered an upset in the semifinals of the U.S. Open in New York, falling just short of making tennis history. She was on the brink of the single-season Grand Slam, having won titles at the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon, but she could not overcome Italian tennis player Roberto Vinci. On Friday, the unseeded Vinci, who was a massive 300-1 underdog to Williams, won and now faces another Italian, Flavia Pagnetta, in today's Open Finals. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.